This is the evening update on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Paige McIntyre with complete coverage of the day's events in the San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles County. In our report tonight, Chrysler is recalling 2.7 million older model Jeeps that have fuel tanks that can rupture and cause fires in rear-end collisions. California's teacher training programs at universities and colleges are being criticized for not adequately preparing future classroom educators. Builders are optimistic as home sales have soared in the highest level in 7 years. Google has launched jellyfish-shaped balloons with internet-beaming antennas that will sail 12 miles above the Earth to increase online access to more people. The U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling making it more difficult for biotech companies to obtain patents on human genetic sequences. In Southern California weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s, sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s to mid-90s. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has filed applications for special permits to allow construction on the regional connector 7 days per week and 24 hours a day in downtown Los Angeles. The regional connector is a 1.9-mile underground light rail route that will link with existing subway and rail lines to speed up regional travel between Pasadena and Long Beach. Metro officials say that all-day work is highly unlikely and permits would only allow workers flexibility to operate during extended hours. However, some area stakeholders are against the proposal. They say late-night work could impact residents who live near one of those three stations. General Manager of the Standard Hotel Downtown, James Palmer, says having 24 hours on weekends with the 90-plus decibel drilling machine will ruin his strong weekend business. If the permits are denied, the street construction work will be limited during weekday rush hour and on weekends. The time limitations could delay the opening of the regional connector until 2019. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is cracking down on subway freeloaders. Riders will now need a plastic transit access pass or tap card to get through the locked turnstiles. Previously, passengers traveling through Union Station could slip past the gates without paying. The tap pass looks like a credit card and contains a smart chip. Metro expects to increase annual revenue by about $7 million with the new enforcement system. Officials reported that sales at ticket vending machines increased significantly during the testing phase. Within the next few months, Metro officials plan to latch gates at all of its red and purple line stations. Chrysler is recalling 2.7 million older model Jeeps. This is a risk of fuel tanks that can rupture and cause fires and rear-end collisions. The company says calls from customers concerned about the safety of their Jeeps played a part in deciding to go along with the government's request. 2 weeks ago, Chrysler said that the vehicles were not defective, despite prior statements to the contrary from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Kate Kerwin is the editor of Auto Beat Daily. She says Chrysler aimed to avoid public relations error.
The tendency has been, since the big Toyota mess started in 2009, that car makers have been falling over themselves to announce recalls as soon as they discover a safety problem. Whatever they believe in an engineering sense didn't matter if the public believed that the SUVs were dangerous.
The NHTSA said a 3-year investigation showed that 51 people had died in fiery crashes in Jeeps with gas tanks positioned behind the rear axle. Chrysler says that dealers will inspect the vehicles and install trailer hitches to protect the gas tank. Chrysler will begin notifying owners about the recall next month. The government began investigating the Jeeps at the request of the Center for Auto Safety. A report has been issued that is critical of teacher training programs at colleges and universities in California. The National Council on Teacher Quality singles out UCLA and Loyola Marymount as programs hardly worth attending. The report derides California's education preparation as among the worst in the nation. It says that undergraduates preparing for teaching careers are unlikely to obtain much return on their investment. Kate Walsh is the president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. Walsh says there's an insufficient mentoring for the classroom.
We find that student teaching, which is probably the most important activity of any teacher preparation program, we're finding that programs are not doing enough to ensure that all candidates are getting a high-quality program.
The National Council on Teacher Quality is known for taking sides in heated policy debates. It strongly favors using student standardized test scores as a substantial portion of a teacher's evaluation. The California programs that rated as doing well in training high school teachers included UC Berkeley, UC Irvine, UC San Diego, and the University of Redlands. They generally received better marks for teaching basic reading and for their student teaching opportunities. Special education centers in Los Angeles Unified School District will move disabled students to traditional schools this fall. Officials say the change is necessary in order to comply with federal and state laws that require the LAUSD to reduce the number of special needs students in centers. Last year, the district had almost 2,200 students enrolled at special ed centers, and this fall is expected to have 300 less disabled students. The students will have the same aides and therapists, but in a different setting. However, many special education parents and other advocates oppose the initiative, saying some handicapped children need to be in a special environment. Granada Hills mother April Munoz has collected 1,500 signatures on petitions to present to the school board, along with a request for special ed centers to continue operating. The executive director of the LAUSD's Special Education Division says she understands parents' concerns and thinks it is important not to segregate children because of their disability. Santa Monica College faculty and students are not quite the same after the recent shooting on their campus. SMC faculty and students say it's going to take some time until they start feeling comfortable with coming to campus. Liberal arts major and maintenance and operations employee at Santa Monica College, DeAndre McDade, says he worked on campus with one of the victims, Carlos Franco, and is disheartened that this happened to a generally good-hearted person.
Carlos Franco was my co-worker, and I got a chance to talk to him every day for almost 3 years now. He's really going to be missed. That's all I can say. My whole department is sad.
Campus security has heightened since the shooting. Some SMC students say they even though there is more police presence on the campus now, they still don't feel entirely safe anymore. Students, faculty, and relatives of the victims have organized candlelight vigils for the victims, and a donation fund was arranged to help raise money for the memorials. The community of Tarzana introduced a construction plan for a new 112,000-square-foot medical office complex on Ventura Boulevard. KCSN's Julia Popova reports about the project's details.
Representatives from the Woodland Hills Tarzana Chamber of Commerce and Tarzana Neighborhood Council applauded the announcement of the community's new Class A state-of-the-art medical office, the Ventana Medical Plaza. The project officially begins in October and will mark the first major office development in Tarzana in almost 20 years. City Councilman Dennis Zine strongly believes in the future of the plaza, saying it will help bring in jobs.
Strictly going to be for the cancer center and the other amenities that are going to be part of this project. 112,500 square foot medical office complex, 4,200 square foot of ground floor retail. So it's going to complement the hospital. It's going to assist the folks in the community that need to have that. But it's also going to be an opportunity to create some jobs.
The property was first purchased in 2008 by TriStar Realty Group, a privately held company, which collaborated with community leaders and Providence Tarzana Hospital to bring their vision of the synergistic medical office project to life. TriStar Realty Group CEO Daniel Kashani says the community was in shortage of good quality medical space.
Through our discussions, it became evident that the hospital and the community as a whole was severely lacking quality Class A medical office space that provides its prospective tenants and community healthcare providers flexibility and large blocks of space.
The Ventana will also be offering over 40,000 square feet dedicated to a new cancer center, which will be under RadNet management. The space will be the first community-based facility in the valley to offer a multitude of targeted healthcare services in just one location. Julia Popova, KCSN News, Tarzana.
For the first time in several years, U.S. home builders are confident about home sales, which indicates the housing market is recovering. Home sales should continue to boost economic growth this year. Steady hiring and low mortgage rates have encouraged more people to buy homes. Sales of new homes rose to a seasonal rate of 454,000, nearly coming close to the fastest pace since July 2008. Chief Economist for the National Association of Home Builders, David Crowe, says the market is significantly improving.
We still have some headwinds, so, and we're still a long way from normal, but I think this monthly indicator of builder sentiment is a strong suggestion that we're here to stay, that the market is coming back and will continue to move forward.
In April, applications for new home construction reached a five-year peak. Sales are still below the 700,000 pace considered normal by most economists. Current sales conditions for single-family home sales over the next 6 months also soared to the highest level in 7 years. In recent weeks, many of the major large home builders have reported strong annual growth in sales during the spring home selling season. Though new homes represent only a fraction of the housing market, they have a significant impact on the economy. The National Association of Home Builders says each home built creates an average of 3 jobs for a year and generates about $90,000 in tax revenue. Google has released internet beaming balloons into the sky in New Zealand as a part of an experiment to bring the internet to more corners of the earth. An average 50 volunteer households are already beginning to receive the internet briefly on their home computers via translucent helium balloons that sail by wind 12 miles above the earth. The signals would hop backward from one balloon to the next to keep people continuously connected. Google ex-chief technical architect Richard DeVos says the idea may sound bizarre, but he is certain that the project will be a success.
Balloon-powered internet may sound crazy, and at some level it kind of is, but sometimes if you want to make a huge, big leap, you have to try something crazy.
Google hopes to eventually bring the internet to some of the more remote parts of the globe, narrowing the digital divide between the 2.2 billion people who are online and the 4.8 billion people who aren't. Solar panels attached to the balloons will generate electricity to power the internet circuit boards, radios, and antennas. Google says the balloons would not interfere with aviation because they fly twice as high as airplanes. Later this year, Google hopes to have as many as 300 balloons circling the globe continuously. The U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously ruled out companies to patent human genetic sequences. The decision has brought forth changes to the federal patent office, bringing a victory for doctors, groups, and patient advocates who accused companies of using its patent to block clinical testing. Myriad Genetics Incorporated, a Utah-based company, showed patents on genes linked to breast and ovarian cancer had improperly covered natural phenomenon. American Association of Retired Persons Legislative Counsel David Sertner says if the court had ruled the other way, it would have been detrimental to people's health.
What we've seen, and certainly in this particular instance, is how the genetic tests, which are very important in this case for breast cancer, were extremely high priced and therefore not accessible to people. And not only were the tests high, but other companies were prohibited from doing additional research around those genes.
Researchers challenged the Myriad patents, arguing that isolate DNA is identical to the coding that exists naturally in the body. Myriad, on the other hand, argued that isolated DNA, in fact, has a different physical structure and chemistry than genes within the body. In the next decade, the annual U.S. spending on medical DNA testing will rise to $25 billion. Netflix will become the exclusive home of original shows produced by DreamWorks Animation, the studio behind Shrek, Madagascar, and Kung Fu Panda. The deal is expected to include more than 300 hours of new programming. The first DreamWorks series will debut in 2014. The company's CEO, Jeffrey Katzenberg, says this is an unprecedented commitment to original content in the internet television space. A 98-unit affordable senior housing development has opened in Reseda. The $24 million Canby Woods development features a large community room for residents, a computer area, and a fitness center. One-bedroom apartments run from $648 to $777. In Southern California weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s to mid-90s. I'm Paige McIntyre, KCSN News. Listen each weeknight at 5 p.m. for the KCSN Evening Update from the award-winning Cal State Northridge Journalism Department.